Talk Live. Take control toll-free of these airwaves. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content, submit stuff to the site, vote on what you like, vote down what you don't. And in the aggregate, we will find out what you think, you the listener, believe is worth talking about on these airwaves. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Tonight, here with you, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
So, as usual, lots of stuff in the news to discuss. Daryl, you've got a follow-up piece on a story that I feel like we've definitely touched on in the past, at what level of detail I don't recall, but about the guy who ended up getting in trouble for collecting rainwater. I believe, was it Oregon or Washington?
Oregon.
Oregon has some sort of state law against collecting rainwater on your own property. And I remember we talked about his story. I didn't know they sent him to jail. I don't recall that detail.
Yeah, the story that I have an update, but before I get to the update, I think I need to read some of the older story from August of last year.
Okay.
This coming from Daily Mail says Gary Harrington of Eagle Point, Oregon, was found guilty for violating a 1925 law that says all water is publicly owned. Harrington was convicted of 9 misdemeanors and received a fine of $1,500 in addition to the jail time. He surrendered himself to authorities.
By the way, did he plead guilty? Do we know?
No, he was convicted.
Okay.
The update says that he's actually still in court over this.
Is he appealing, I guess?
Yeah. One of the previous stories that I read said that he has said he will take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So he's done the time on it already, but he's continuing to fight.
Yes, because he refuses to drain the 13 million gallons of water from 3 reservoirs on his property.
That's a lot of water.
They haven't forced him to drain it. I'm surprised by that.
They have not yet forced him to drain it. They've been telling him that he has to, and he keeps refusing.
So what's the latest?
So the latest comes from the Upper Rogue Independent. This was actually posted earlier today. It says, for the past 12 years, Gary Harrington has been battling to save 3 ponds on his Crowfoot Road property. Harrington built the 3 and was then told that he could not store water in them. The water master, how do you like that name? The water master says that the Big Butte Creek is considered a closed system, meaning that there was a cutoff date after which any new water right in the watershed was prohibited. Harrington,
I, the water master, decree!
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Harrington was cited with 6 violations of Oregon water law. He attempted to, quote, work within the system to get permits and was told that the time that he could have gotten a permit, if he would agree to plead guilty to just one of the charges, he did that and the Water Resource Department issued the permit. He said they returned about 30 days later and pulled the permit, saying they did not have authority to issue the permits in the first place. And the article says it should be noted that he does not divert any water from the creek, but captures rainwater falling on his property.
Wow. That does not then hit the creek, right?
Correct.
Okay.
His reason for building the pond should be obvious. The area where he lives is extremely dry with explosive fire potential. Over these several years, different agencies have worked with Harrington to install the correct fixtures so that their tanker trucks can hook up and draw water during fire events. The Oregon Department of Forestry has used the ponds to dip water with their helicopters for fighting fires.
So that's an interesting point. It's not as though this guy is hoarding all this water. He's actually willing to donate it to people in need.
Yes. Agencies have also given Harrington engineering help in constructing the spillway to prevent erosion. The Butte Falls Fire Department wrote a letter to the presiding judge requesting that the pond be allowed to remain. Evidently, that request fell on deaf ears. Harrington said he did
not build
the pond.
Well, he was found guilty by a jury, right?
I don't know if it was a jury or not.
Okay. All right.
There are misdemeanor charges. It could have been just in front of a judge.
All right.
He did not build the ponds for personal gain, but to have the water for fighting fires and as enjoyment for kids who came to swim.
Well, we have to put a stop to that. I mean, clearly.
Well,
it's criminal action.
There, I have heard other sides of these particular types of stories. So many of these Western states have treaties with Indians that give the water rights to the Indians. And they, you know, oftentimes there's people downriver. So if you suddenly decide, I need all the water from my portion of the river, which is, say, you know,
he's not taking
he's not
water
taking
out
I'm just
river.
Saying, I'm giving an example here. He's taking the water before it gets to the river. Right? I mean, yeah. I just had my house washed out, and it wasn't because water magically my driveway washed out. It wasn't because water magically sprung
Anyone
from the top
else
of
could
the mountain.
Do the same thing.
It's because water rolled down the mountain, and a whole bunch of it rolled down.
Yeah.
And
so if all of the people up the hill from you would have collected some rainwater,
there aren't any. Now, that's the problem, though, is that this guy's collecting rainwater, and that water's not going on to be in the rivers and estuaries and all these other things that are downriver that belong to other people. I'm not saying that this is the right solution. I'm saying there's more depth to this problem
that's
being addressed.
Well, we didn't hear anything about an agreement with Indians in this case. What we did hear was that the government in Oregon claims that all water is publicly owned.
They do claim that.
Which would mean that your body is owned by them, too, because isn't your body like 70% water?
Yeah.
70 or 80% somewhere in there?
According to Harrington, there is much more at stake in this issue than just the right to collect rainwater. Harrington feels that he has been singled out, but is baffled as to the reason why. Along that stretch of Crowfoot Road, Harrington says there are more than 100 ponds that collect rainwater, just as he has done. He doesn't feel that he has affected stream flows in the creek any more than any of the other 100 or so ponds. Once the ponds are full, which occurs during winter months, the excess spills over the dam and continues down to the ocean. For his refusal to follow a court order, Harrington spent 30 days in jail the first time. Then he was sentenced for a parole violation and ordered to spend another 90 days in jail. This time he was released and remained on home custody before the 90 days were up. All this time, Harrington just wanted to get before a jury and tell his story about what happened. However, that did not happen. The prosecuting attorney filed a motion of limine, not allowing the Harringtons any chance to present a defense. So, without the chance of presenting their case, the Harringtons were at the mercy of the court. They hope to change that through an appeal, but for now, that is where they are stuck. Home detention is the course. Harrington has a bracelet around his ankle, or had a bracelet around his ankle, following 50 days of solitary confinement.
Wow, man.
He feels what he has been through, even hardened criminals do not receive. The bracelet
it's
was
really
removed
rare to get
on July 5th.
50 days of solitary confinement is a very rare thing. Now, you'll find things like this happening in county jails where they generally don't happen in prisons. In prisons, solitary confinement is a pretty rare thing, at least in the Florida prison system, because it's understood by courts that solitary confinement is a form of torture and should only be reserved for people who are either A, their lives are in danger, or B, are a danger to others.
It sounds like they put them in there.
When I was a corrections officer 13 years ago,
Okay. There
were people at the county prison that I worked at that would go in solitary for stuff as simple as, like, throwing a food tray. Like,
and
I don't want
a
my
prison?
Food and flip it over.
Yeah,
and
just to clarify, you were in a prison, not a jail?
It was essentially the county jail, but it was called the county prison.
Mark's making a differentiation between jail and prison, suggesting that there's more use in a jail of this solitary than there is in prison. So that would explain why you experience that more often. More coming up. 855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you would like at 855-453-FREE. A number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, can 855-453. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You want quick access to our live streams and the podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement. It's called Axia 30, and I've been taking it for, I guess, about going on 9 weeks now, and I've lost about 6 pounds. Now, You can say that that's great, or you can say it's poor or whatever, but I haven't changed my lifestyle in any way, shape, or form in taking this this product, and I've managed to lose weight. My weight was really something I didn't have much control over prior to taking Axia 30, and if you've got the same problem, you can give it a try, because they've got a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. Chamonix, the company that makes Axia 30, is known for making all-natural products, and it doesn't give you the jitters and make you all shaky and weird. You can give them a call at 800-543-6613. Again, that's 800-543-6613. 13 and clinical studies, men and women were tested on this. You don't have to starve yourself, and it worked for them. It's worked for me, and it can work for you. Call now. Get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. 800-543-6613.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Daryl, you said there's more, a little more to the story about the man who has gone to jail because he collected some rainwater on his property.
13 million gallons of rainwater.
He's basically got some man-made ponds, essentially, that he created.
He built two dams. One is 10-foot, one is 20-foot, to create three large ponds on his property. He stocks the ponds with trout and bluegill for recreational fishing.
Lets kids swim there.
He's fire built department. Boat docks, so apparently he lets people, you know, ride their boats around.
He lets the fire department come and use it for water because it's a real dry area. But none of this matters to the state agents who are threatening him and who have come after him. He's already gone to jail once. He's appealing the case.
He's gone to jail twice.
Twice. The second was a VOP, a violation of parole in this case.
But he wouldn't have had parole if he had not been convicted of collecting rainwater in the first place.
So what else did you want to add into this?
So the story concludes, it says, during this ordeal, Harrington says that he has a healthy distrust of government. He feels that the ponds are actually beneficial to the watershed and especially to firefighting efforts. He has appealed, but the appeal process is by nature very slow. The issue is not whether he can get a water right. The system is closed, meaning that no new rights could be issued after a certain date, which passed nearly a century ago. But Harrington is seeking a permit to store water, not to have a water right. This is a battle that he has taken a good deal, that has taken a good deal from him, but he continues to fight because he believes he is right. The case is currently under appeal.
Wow, that's amazing. I wonder how much this has cost him. Because if he's hiring an attorney,
a lot.
It's not going to be cheap. So it's ridiculous, yet there's no end to stories like this where the people calling themselves a state or the city of whatever, town of blank, that they believe that they own you and your property and they act as such. In fact, the city of Keene has been coming after me. It was over a year ago, Daryl, that you were awakened to a very rude raid, and we can come back to what's going on with that case here in a few moments. Erod's on the line, listening in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Erod.
Hey, well, it's happened again. Oh, about a year ago, there were two gals driving down a road down in Texas. They got pulled over, and I think you guys already covered this a year or so ago. And
so where they were molested by the lady cop?
Yep, and they got double-barrel, full cavity searches. Well, just this past weekend, there was two gals coming down from Myrtle Beach in their little bikinis and in the car. I guess they were speeding, and they got pulled over, and apparently they found a butt. You know, there was a little marijuana in the car. So,
Roach.
Well, that deserved a double-barrel, full-body cavity search. Now, the thing
you
about
said that
it
was
is,
in Myrtle Beach?
That was coming from Myrtle Beach or something. And this time there was two black women, you know, and they were they got the full search, you know, and they're right on camera, you know, and this is the thing that got me, that just hit me. I mean, I was just so outraged about the first one. I'm outraged about this one. In fact, I got a daughter in Austin, you know, Texas. And I was thinking about this thing, and I say, well, wait a minute now. Now these cops, it's their own cameras. They know they're being filmed. Okay, it's being recorded. You know, but they do it anyway. And this is the scary part about it is that in their minds, they're doing this. At least this is my assessment of it. They're thinking that, okay, what I'm doing is just A-okay. There's nothing wrong with this. I'm doing this. Or either they're thinking that, well, whatever I do, you know, well, I'm gonna get away with it because my superiors will say, hey, it's okay, you know.
Who is the perp in this case, by the way? Erod, was it a male cop or female cop? Who was the perpetrator?
It was a male cop at first, and then they called the female cop, okay? The female cop, you know, did the searches on him, okay?
Okay,
She got fired, okay? And, of course,
really?
There's a lawsuit, you know, right now going on.
They fired her. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is pretty rare. It really is. But see what I'm getting at, though, is that she did it knowing
she was on camera.
Recorded.
Yep.
Okay? So what does that tell you? To me, I was just thinking about it. Well, why would she do that? Okay, so she's a lesbian or something. She wants to get off. Okay, fine. Do whatever you want to do. Okay, but now you want to lose your job over this? And so I'm thinking that, well, they're doing it because they think in their minds, they think this is okay.
Then they're untouchable, too.
It's just insane. I'm just thinking about why would they risk their job? I mean, they got to eat just like the rest of us, you know?
She didn't think it was a risk.
The cops in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina are power hungry. I lived there for a year. And while I lived there, there was a mayoral candidate from one of the neighboring towns that was in Myrtle Beach, got pulled over for allegedly swerving or something, given the roadside Olympic test, passed that, blew a 0.000 on the breathalyzer, but was still charged with driving under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah,
and convicted.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. But here's the other thing, you know. I live in the Atlanta area. Okay, so you have this radio talk show host out here, which y'all know. You have the Talk Master, Bort. He's always talking about, all you Muslims, all you peace-loving Muslims out here, how come you never call in and condemn the action of all these Muslim terrorists? What I want to know is, all you peace officers, with all you good guys out here, why don't you ever condemn the action of your fellow cops?
Question. Erod, thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if we'll ever get an answer, but I think it's a great question. Thanks for making it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And thanks to SACL CAI for bringing you that toll-free number. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. News updates, we will send them to you via email, or you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any of those. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is a great place to go get an online wallet. I'm going to tell you why. Blockchain is the only program where you can have an online wallet both on your laptop and on your phone. They've got apps for Androids and iPhones, and thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, and even the NSA never have access to your bitcoins. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving out of your blockchain wallet. They even have tools to make it easy for you to send or receive bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other bitcoin users. You can get your free bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Fine idea, and a great site, by the way. Really useful tools on there, and free. So we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE, and then an update on the smoke alarm case where my house was threatened by local bureaucrats. We'll give you the latest on that. Ty is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ty.
Hey, your all's discussion there, your discussion with Adam Esch reminded me of something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and that's jargon, the words used in liberty-oriented discussions. I'm wondering if I'm starting to think that you cannot find single words or even maybe two-word expressions that express the meanings that we really mean without corruption from the political process. I don't know if I'm getting my point across.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
First thing is, okay, words mean different things to different people.
Yeah,
take the
sure.
word secession. Secession to me and you, it means to separate from, whatever, presumed authority is over you.
Right, that's what the United States of America did with Great Britain. They seceded.
Right, but for like black people in America, it will probably remind them of the South and the Civil War and remind them of ancestral slavery because the South was seceding from the Union. The same thing applies to the word nullification. It's a good thing, but nullification is associated with the civil rights struggle for racial equality. So it's really difficult to find good single words or even double words, like the non-aggression principle. I've gotten into discussions with people, and they say, well, what do you mean by aggression? Is that just violence? You know, and you try to say, well, that means the initiation of force. And then they're already lost on this discussion, saying, well, how about football games? Isn't that aggression? You know, no.
I've heard some people say that the non-aggression principle does not allow you to defend yourself. Because they said, well, then I'm initiating force on the guy that broke into my house. No, you're defending yourself and your property.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't really understand the concern here. Is the concern that we can't communicate complicated ideas in a few words? I mean, that's just the nature of communication. You usually have to have a little bit more than a couple words to be effective.
I think it takes more than just two words. I think that single words try to encapsulate complex ideas mm-hmm. that mean different things to different people. And if you're talking to someone at a different part of the political spectrum, what you mean and what they mean are two different things. You're not really you're using the same term but not having the same meaning.
Oh, I totally agree. I think it's so important. I mean, to be a good communicator, you have to make sure that you are using the same terms with the same definitions before you can even have a conversation with somebody. Otherwise, you're just talking past one another.
Right. I'm almost of the opinion that these ideas have to spread organically. You can't really do this in one or two sittings with somebody with whom you've managed to, you know, strike up a conversation. You almost have to pass on these ideas through friends and family. And it can be very difficult to pass them on to close friends and family because these people have known you your whole life. And I think it's a challenge, there's no doubt. And that media like Free Talk Live have a big advantage because we're kind of the experts from out of town, as it were, and people can listen to us they have to listen for weeks to get the ideas of liberty and get them consistent, you know, get the consistent ideas of liberty. But then, even after that, with no further exposure for months and months and months, people tend to slip back into what's comfortable and known to them.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if maybe it's better to just give up altogether on the single words that encapsulate these liberty-related ideas because they are usually misinterpreted by somebody that's not on the same level that you are on that liberty spectrum or the political spectrum. So, you know, I think it takes a little bit more of an in-depth discussion. And I've had some friends that have almost gone away from me because I use the term libertarian. Mm. See, to them, they see things like Glenn Beck, and I'm thinking things like Mary Ruart.
Right.
Yep. That's when you just need to have a discussion instead of just trying to throw a single word at somebody and say, you know, fiddle the widget, which is a completely made-up word, doesn't mean anything to anybody, but, you know, you can't just throw one word at somebody and expect them to know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, however, there's a lot of people would like to have something to describe themselves as in a short manner. I like the term voluntarist personally, and the reason I like it is because it doesn't have all the baggage associated with it. Maybe it will someday, but as of right now, nobody like Glenn Beck is claiming to be a voluntarist. There's nobody out there that is associating voluntarism with bomb throwing or anything like that.
There aren't any communist college students in Europe throwing Molotov cocktails through store windows, calling themselves voluntarist.
But whenever I am asked, how do you describe yourself, I'll say something like, I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. So I'll always follow it up with a
sentence.
You're
not just throwing a single word at somebody.
Right, with a sentence, the short pitch.
That's what's important.
Yeah, I agree. People who are trying to communicate with others should not presume to know what the other person believes or presume the other person has the same definitions.
Even when we were at Porkfest with like-minded individuals, people still want to give their own definition to words. There are still a lot of people of the 14 or 1,700 people that were at Porkfest, there's still a lot of those people that use the term capitalist to mean free market.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but Karl Marx is the guy that wrote the definition for the word capitalist.
He made that word up, didn't he?
He was, I believe, the second person to ever use the word, but the first one to define it. And it was a regulated economy in which the means of production are privately owned.
Hmm.
Regulated economy and free market are nowhere near the same thing.
Interesting. I had not heard that definition of capitalism, but I do know I don't like the term because it's got all kinds of crazy baggage that that comes with it. So I always cringe when people in the movement describe themselves as capitalists or anarcho-capitalists, which, of course, is even worse. And I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call tonight, Ty. I appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Phil,
nothing could alienate. I mean, the term anarcho-capitalist is the most effective term in alienating just about the largest amount of people across the political spectrum. That word anarcho can alienate, you know, people from the center on to the far right, and the term capitalist alienates people from the center on to the far left.
You don't think the term anarchist alienates lefties, too? All these people don't like anarchists. Nobody likes anarchists.
Well, that's why I said the center on to the far left.
I thought you said far right.
Okay, that was for anarchists, and you know,
I'm saying that word can
people on the left
anyone.
Are a little more accepting of the term anarchist.
I would
but
say
far less
saying
accepting.
A little is about all you can give it. I mean, people,
it's a terrible term.
Just period. People on both sides of the political spectrum are frightened to death of the term anarchist because it's a complete breakdown of everything that they know. 855-450-FREE, plus there's all the violence that's been associated, rightly or wrongly, with anarchists over time. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You're toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got a lot of stuff on our website, and it doesn't... While it's free for you to go to the site, it's not free for us to run the site. So if you'd like to help support Free Talk Live financially, you can do that with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month to the show, we take that, invest it into getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with this program, and thereby exposing new people to the ideas of liberty, because you do generally need more than a sentence to persuade people on board with these concepts. And, of course, the more time that people are exposed to them, the more sense that they'll make, because they do make sense. It's just the problem is that there's iconoclasm involved, and whenever you're destroying people's long-held beliefs, it can be a bit of a process to get somebody from, you know, where they are, which might be a very kind of statist, very pro-government-oriented belief, to somebody that actually comes to the conclusions that, you know, maybe we don't need the state thing anymore. Maybe we can have, you know, some level of governance by consent, if that's what people actually desire, but we certainly don't need to have a monopoly on violence. These are ideas that take time to come around to, although these days we are seeing people come to these ideas faster, because the internet makes it easier to access more concepts, more ideas in different formats. You know, you've got Free Talk Live on the radio. We've got other, you know, great television programs out there. Newsprint. Daryl over at fpp.cc you're a publisher. You produce books.
Yes.
So
also a monthly newspaper.
That's right. The FPP News.
The July issue got printed today. It came out late due to the holiday last week.
So you will be distributing those throughout the Shire?
Yes.
And
as well as mailing to subscribers.
Which one could learn more about over at news.fpp.cc.
That's correct.
So go and check out Daryl's site. He also does some audio podcasts as well, including Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is also a live show on LRN.fm on Sundays. You've got your plate loaded up full of stuff, and
yes.
I just want to say thanks, Daryl, for being a great activist. I'm so glad that you chose New Hampshire, and specifically Keene.
Yeah, and don't forget, tomorrow is the second annual rally to question the validity of the national debt.
That's right.
Asterisk, in violation of Section 4 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Now, you did not get arrested last year at the first rally to question the validity of the national debt.
Yes.
And you're announcing publicly that you're doing this.
Yes.
This is now, it's a violation of the Constitution, but you didn't sign the Constitution, so is
that's
that a,
correct.
How is it a crime? Is it a crime?
I don't know. All I know is that Section 4 of the 14th Amendment says the validity of the national debt of the United States, and then it's got like a bunch of different things of why they should go into debt, blah, 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 shall not be questioned.
Hmm.
So if you take out all of the, you know, middle part that's in between commas, the validity of the national debt of the United States shall not be questioned. I'm questioning it
openly.
I questioned it last year as well, and yeah. I will question it again this year. Mark, would you question the validity of the national debt?
Oh, I don't question it. It's not valid for me. You know, my 5-year old son doesn't owe your stinking war debts, and there's no way you can pile them on him. The simple fact that somebody was born in this piece of mud does not mean that you own them, and doesn't mean that you can put your debts on them. And I don't care who in the 19th century wrote what to say that they do. It's insane. It's absolute insanity, and you have to be, you have to be a tried and true, dyed in the wool statist, and to even believe this crap.
What do the Constitution guys say about this? Because I remember, you know, I used to be kind of into the whole Constitution. Then I realized that Lysander Spooner was right when he said that the Constitution's either authorized the tyranny we have or been powerless to prevent it. But I wonder what would a constitutionalist say to your
questioning
the national debt.
They largely ignore Section 4 of the 14th Amendment.
I see, because it's
inconvenient. Because the 14th Amendment, the Section 1 is what is often quoted of equality under the law. Then, you know, you can't be treated differently because of one thing or another. So everyone is equal under the law. They often forget Section 4 that says the validity of the debt shall not be questioned.
And that's happening tomorrow, high noon,
yes,
at in Keene, New Hampshire, but also elsewhere?
I put up a national event, mm-hmm. and I just looked. There are roughly 100 people who have, throughout the year since I set up the national event last year, have said that they're going. So I have no clue where all it's happening.
Well, I guess one doesn't have to do it publicly if one's concerned with being targeted, but it seems like it's a pretty safe activity to question the national debt.
I don't think anybody is going to get arrested for doing so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, what would the charge be? Treason? Because in the Constitution,
would be great.
The Constitution doesn't actually outlaw any other charges besides a couple, right? Like treason and then something else related to that.
But I think there are 3 federal crimes in the Constitution, treason being one of them. But there are now so many things that are against federal law, it's ridiculous.
Let's go to Phil. He's in Lansing, Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just calling you up to discuss the what happened last week on the 4th of July. You guys know me a bit. Know my point of activism is open carry.
Yep.
So I was last week before the 4th of July, right around Monday or Tuesday, was pointed out to me by some guys on the internet forum that, hey, you know, the Lansing police chief says that they're going to scan for fireworks and weapons. And they can't do that because firearms are preempted in Michigan, and the local governments can't ban weapons at their local park festival.
So to clarify, you're saying they were going to be searching people coming to a park to watch some fireworks?
Yes, it's a public park, and it's a fireworks festival that's ran by the state. It's not ran by a private organization or anything like that.
Okay.
And so they were saying that, you know, you can't, that people weren't going to be able to bring weapons, whatever that was. So I called the police chief, and he returned my call last Wednesday, and he said, "Well, we meant that no knives, because we have an ordinance against knives over 3 inches here in Lansing, and mm-hmm. that ordinance is enforceable. So like the people lawfully carrying firearms won't have a problem." He's like, "That's right. People with open carry or steel carry won't have a problem." So I'm like, "Okay." Armed with this information, I go down to the checkpoint to get in the park. I've kind of spared them a little bit of time, given up my Fourth Amendment rights. I have everything from my pockets in my hand already. Hmm. So I mean, they don't have to spend too much time on me. And I'm open carrying a handgun on my hip, and one of the things in my hand is my spare magazine out of my back pocket. And he looks at the magazine in my hand, he looks at my side, like, "You can't have that in here." I'm like, "Oh, I assure you that I can. I talked to Captain Yankowski, Chief Yankowski, about it yesterday. And he said that I'll be fine. You might want to go ask him yourself." So he walks over and goes to talk to a few police guys. Then he walks over to the side and he gets out his little radio to talk to all the other security people. Says, "Be advised, there's going to be a man in here openly carrying today." And so he came back over to me. I said, "I'm good then?" And he's like, "Yep." And I walked in. So
were you with the family at this time, or were you all by yourself?
I'm just by myself.
Okay.
And on the way out, some lady that was, she was kind of looking at me strange. I'm like, "Is something I can help you with?" She said, "What are you doing?" I said, I'm walking back to my car. And she's like, no, what are you doing with that? And she points to my hip. I'm like, oh, I'm walking back to my car and providing for my safety. And she's like, well, I don't like it. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Why she tell you when there's a bunch of cops running around with those things on their hips? Why is it that she feels the need to go after you? You
well, could just they're professionals, diesel. Mark.
How does she know he's not? I mean, I why wouldn't she think he's just some kind of detective?
What I had heard is that there were some other people on the internet forums, at least two that I've heard of, that were actually turned away by the security people because they didn't offer the least amount of resistance like I did. And so next year I'm actually setting up a little gathering where I'm going to escort people in through the gate. Anybody who wants to come to the fireworks lawfully armed, I'm going to provide them civil rights protection services to get past the government thugs.
That's interesting, and hopefully you'll have a video camera on hand in case of some sort of undesirable encounter with the police. Even though it went well for you, I mean, as well as could have been, it still might have been good to have video on the scene just so you can show other people, hey, this is how you stand up for your rights, because they're going to try to take your rights away. They're going to try to tell you you don't have them, and if you shrug your shoulders and say, oh, gosh, I guess I'll put the gun in the car. Well, then you don't have the rights because you just gave them up. But, Phil, great example of people standing up for themselves. In this case, you standing up for your right to bear arms there in Michigan. And I thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Still, more coming up here. The latest on the smoke alarm case where the city of Keene has been coming after me and you, Daryl, because of a ridiculous city ordinance violation. We'll give you the latest on that, and you can also bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.